Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أربع إن كن فيك فلا عليك ما فاتك من الدنيا حفظ أمانة وصدق حديث وحسن خليقة وعفة في طعمة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, the hadith that I have recited in front of you, in it Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Arba'un in kunna fika fala alayka ma fataka min ad-dunya." If four qualities are found in you, then you should not worry if you do not possess any other commodity or wealth of the dunya. If you have these four qualities, and if you have these four traits, then you should not worry yourself if you have nothing else. So these four qualities are so important that it trumps everything else. You can have everything in this world, but it will not match these four qualities. So if a person has possession of these four qualities, and he has possession over nothing else, then he has everything. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. The arba'un in kunna fika, that if four things are found in you, فَلَا عَلَيْكَ مَا فَاتَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, then whatever you have lost from this dunya, meaning you have nothing, that should not worry you. حِفْظُ أَمَانَةٍ. First one is حِفْظُ أَمَانَةٍ, that to look after the trust that you have been entrusted with. Anything that you have been entrusted with, to preserve that is a great quality, and not only that, it is a sign of a true Muslim. A true Muslim will never devour that trust. No matter who gave that trust, even if it's a non-Muslim, has entrusted you with something, then a true Muslim will never ever devour, will never ever break that trust. This is why it is mentioned in the hadith, the ayatul munafiqi thalathun, that the signs of a hypocrite, that the signs of a munafiq are three. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ or kaziba, that when he speaks, he always lies. He lies. It's his second nature. وَإِذَأْتُ مِنَ خَانَ, that when he is entrusted with something, he does qiyanat. He breaches that trust. Normally we tend to think trust is something that if somebody gives us some money to look after, we look after it, put it into a safe or lock, and that's it. That is trust. That is part of that. But trust has also a wider meaning. Trust has also wider meaning. For example, if you have been given a job, you have been entrusted to do something, but you do not do it to the best of your ability, that is also a breach of that trust. You have been asked for your opinion about so-and-so, but because you are a friend of so-and-so, you do not give your true reflection and true opinion. You know something is wrong, but you say, no, he's fine, he's okay. This person is the best. But because you take a backhander, you take a commission from him, or because you know him, you do not give a true opinion. That is again a breach of trust. So my dear respected brothers, elders, there are many things that come in within that fold. With my dear respected brothers, elders, a Muslim should never ever breach that. A true Muslim will never do that. Why? Because his sight is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He or she knows that one day I will have to leave this world and come to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will have to answer for every single action that I have done. For whatever I have done in this world, I will have to give answer, no matter how big, no matter how small. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The Quran says, so whosoever does an atom of good, he or she will see that on the day of judgment. And whosoever does an atom of bad, he or she will see that on the day of judgment. Everything will be brought in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have nowhere to hide. For there is recording after recording. There are witnesses after witness. There are proofs after proofs to corroborate everything. So we cannot deny in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many witnesses, although he does not need any witnesses. Number one witness is the books, which everything is recorded. ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. What is about this book that it has not left anything small and big, but has recorded it in it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ha umuqra'u kitabiyya kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Here, they read your book. Today, you yourself is sufficient to make judgment about your final destiny. For you will read and you will know where you have gone wrong. I do not need to tell you where your final destiny would be. You would look at your book and say, ho ho, what have I done? What have I done? So my dear respected ones, elders, that will be the first proof, first witness. Second witness is the bodily organs. They will give witness. حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم أنفسهم وجلودهم وقالوا لما شهدتم علينا. that the bodily organs will give witness. And they will say, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ, they will say to their own bodily organs, لِمَا شَهِدْتُمَ عَلَيْنَا, why are you giving witness against us? You are part of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُوا أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, that today we will seal the mouths. We will not let them speak. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, their hands will talk to me, will talk to us. وَتَشْهَدُ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and their legs will give witness to what they have done. My dear respected brothers and elders, that will also on the day of judgment will give witness. Another witness, my dear respected brothers and elders, is the land upon what we walk. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها, that the earth will take out whatever from within itself, all the hidden secrets, that so and so did this upon me, he did this and this to so and so on me, while standing on this piece of land he did this, all the secrets will be disclosed. Nothing will be hidden. My dear respected brothers and elders, all of these witnesses will come forward. Not that Allah needs it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to make man understand that you have nowhere to hide. You have nowhere to hide. Everything has been recorded. Everything is in front of you. My dear respected brothers and elders, this is why it's very important that صدق أمانة, حفظ أمانة, that we preserve the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted us. And with that, the second thing, the second trait was صدق حديث, to tell the truth. Always bear in mind that whatever I say should be the truth. Even if I'm quoting somebody else, we do not mix anything else with it. Oh, you hear what so and so said? He said this and this and that, and in reality he didn't say nothing like that. That is also false or fabrication. And remember, whatever we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded that. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that whatever the mouth throws, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, there is someone there who is sitting and writing. He's watching, waiting. So whatever you say, be recorded straight away. But don't think that we just say one runaway mark and let's say finish. No, my dear respected ones and elders, it is being recorded. Everything will be weighed on the day of judgment. And sometimes it's in the hadith that sometimes we say something, yet we think it is very minute, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's so severe that it will throw him to the bottom part of the fire of hell. Oh, I only said this. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's so severe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that, will throw him to the bottom part of the fire of hell. And on the other hand, sometimes we say something so minute in terms of good, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is so great and magnificent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has listened to the highest portion of Jannah. So, whenever we say something, we should always take care. Assume that somebody has just dropped a recording tape. So whatever you're about to say is going to be recorded. Like in a detective comes and puts a tape there. Whatever you're going to say is now going to be recorded. It could be used against you in a court of law. Now tell me, are we just going to say anything? Or are we going to really think whatever we're going to say? Because whatever I say now can be used against me. So then we're just not going to say nilly-willy. Oh yes, this is what we're going to think calm and collectively. Now if I say anything out of line, I'm in deep trouble. This is how we should feel at all times. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting everything recorded. One day I will have to go into the court of Allah and answer to that. Imagine if a person has that awareness, has that status, then do you think that that person will then just speak recklessly? Would speak without even any sort of comprehension? No. He will think calm and collectively. He would make sure that whatever he says is correct and doesn't have any negative result on him. That's how we should be. This is why he said in the hadith that أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَى. That when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have that kind of awareness that we are watching him. And if you can't create that awareness, then at least have this, that he is watching you. And if we have that awareness, then my dear respected mothers and elders, this type of awareness will save us from the fire of hell. Then we don't need any police. Then we don't need anybody to safeguard our action. That in itself will be enough to safeguard us from every single bad deed. So the second trait that every Muslim should possess is Sidqu Hadithin. So out of the four things that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Arba'un in kunna fika fala alayka ma fataka min ad-dunya, that if a person, if you have four of these traits within you, then even if you don't possess anything, that will be, that should not bother you. First one is hizzu amanatin. Second one is sidqu hadithin. And the third one is husnu khaliqatin. To have good akhlaq. To have good akhlaq. My dear respected ones, elders, today you have courses in England and in all these countries in the Western Hemisphere. You have courses where how to present yourself to customers, how to present yourself, how to deal with other people, how to be nice, courteous. There's all these customer service. There's all these courses that you take. But these things have one motto: how to win the heart of the customer. But in Islam, it's not about how to win the heart of the customer, it is how to save yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to fulfill that responsibility. It's to how to save yourself. There's no inner motive. The only motive one has is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not how to extract things from him, from the other person. That is the difference. That's why people praise the West. Oh, they're very nice. They always thank you. Yes, my love. They are, I don't know what they say. They say all these kind of things just to please you. They will say everything. They've taken courses. Oh, yes, this is, oh, yes, no problem. And our people, the things that we're supposed to have, they've got. But they have. It is not for the sake of Allah. When we do it for the sake of Allah. That is the difference. This is why they don't get Jannah. And inshallah, if we do it, we'll get Jannah. Because we are doing it for who? For Allah. For Allah. So Allah will recompense. And they do it not for Allah, but for their own personal gain. So they get nothing from Allah. We say, why don't they get Jannah? Why don't these non-Muslims, they do so many good things?
They do so many good things for who though? They don't believe in Allah, so they're not doing for Allah. And if they're associating with Allah, then they're disobeying Allah. So they're not doing for Allah again. Because if you count, if you have a shariq with Allah, somebody who's like with Allah, then you're doing it for two. You're not doing for ikhlas. Ikhlas means to do it only for Allah. So if you're an atheist, you're not doing it for Allah. If you're a mushrik, like the Yahud and thingy, then again, you're not doing sincerely for Allah. Because you have a shariq, you have a partner. So how could they get anything? That's why they have zero. If you have the one, you put the zero, it becomes millions. You put no one out, you put so many zeros, it still says zero. This is why the non-Muslims, so no matter how good what they do, they will get nothing in the hereafter. But they will be recompensed in this world. Man kana yuridu harta dunya nu'tihi minha. The Quran says that whosoever cultivates the land of the dunya, does anything good in the dunya, not to him, and Allah will give something back from them. Allah will recompense them. That's why they have the worldly materialistic things. This is why they got the materialistic things. Is they being recompensed? My dear respected brothers, elders, the Sahabas, did they not get wealth? Did they not have wealth? They were multi-billionaires. This is how much wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. So if we adopt the dunya, then wealth will also come to us. But it would not go into our hearts like it didn't go into the Sahaba's heart. They used it for good. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, his title was Ghani. How much wealth he had. Abdul Rahman bin Auf, how much wealth he had. They had so much wealth. They used to worry that Allah Ta'ala has given us so much wealth, maybe he's recompensing us here, not in the hereafter. This is their worry and concern they had. Bill Gates is nothing to them. They had control of the world, and they have the wealth of the dunya. The wealth, Allah Ta'ala gave them everything. So much wealth, they made dua, they would make the rain come here if they wanted to. Can any Western country, super far, can ask for the rain to come here? No. But the Sahabas even had that. If they want to stop the volcano, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu did that. Told the volcano fire to go back, he went back. Can any Western power, superpower do that? No. So Allah Ta'ala even gave them that as well. So my dear respected brothers, elders, Allah Ta'ala can give everything. But we have to give ourselves to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.